USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the first coronavirus death in the United States, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said they are still investigating how he got the virus.
This individual was in the hospital out in Washington. We do not know how he contracted the virus yet. And so that's why we and the state of Washington are deployed out there to try to trace who he had contact with and how he might have gotten the virus.
There are currently 71 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the United States, and the first coronavirus death was yesterday. Secretary Azar feels the United States is doing everything they can.
The risk to average Americans remains low. We are working to keep it low. We will see more transmission of cases in the United States. We've got the finest public health system in the world here. This is what we do.
President Trump has also sought to reassure the country the risk to Americans remains low. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Tom Steyer, the California activist billionaire who's been running as a Democratic candidate for president, dropped out of the race. Steyer's departure came after a disappointing finish in the South Carolina Democratic primary, where he had just 11% of the vote.
And I didn't get into this race and start talking about things to try and get votes. I was in this race to talk about things that I care the most about and that I continue to care the most about.
His exit came after he spent a total of $158 million on television and radio ads. For the third time in under a year, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu seeks re-election. After two inconclusive elections last year, opinion polls forecast another stalemate, a troubling scenario for Netanyahu, who will go on trial with corruption charges just 2 weeks after Monday's vote. The Israeli leader, meanwhile, was forced to drop his bid for immunity from prosecution, and just this week, Israel battled Gaza militants in a two-day round of fighting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hillary Clinton raked in more cash from convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein than any other politician, despite brushing off his donations by claiming he gave money to every Democrat. The Federal Election Commission filings showed the disgraced movie mogul bundled $1.4 million for Clinton during her presidential bid in 2016. The former First Lady defended her long relationship with Weinstein, quickly deflecting scrutiny from reporters by noting that Weinstein also raised funds for Barack Obama, John Kerry, and Al Gore during their presidential bids. About 4 in 10 American adults are obese, and nearly 1 in 10 is severely obese, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Their findings come from a 2017-2018 health survey that measures height and weight, with more than 5,000 adults taking part. The survey found that the obesity rate was over 42%, higher than the one found in the similar study in 2015-2016. And the severe obesity rate was up more than 9% in the new survey. About a half century ago, 1 in 100 American adults were severely obese. Now it's 10 times more common. Dr. William Dietz, a George Washington University expert, said the findings suggest that more Americans will now get diabetes, heart disease, and cancer due to the obesity. And this will make it increasingly difficult for doctors to treat so many severely obese people. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.